Yo, I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
No.
And I'm losing control. That's a
transition at all. But it worked. Because that just bounced that right out of my head with the power you're supplying. It's electrifying.
It's electrifying. You better shape up. Because I need a man.
I'm open.
My heart is set on you. You better shape up. You don't want to want.
Be perp.
The one that I want to want to.
For the win.
Ooh.
Ooh, 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 honey.
And apparently it's the only other person joining, so, you know.
Good enough. Blue Wolf's there.
Yeah. He was already in.
Oh, okay.
I'm about halfway through my rewatch of Clone Wars. Good stuff.
Mm. Boy, is it ever. That rewatch was satisfying.
It's reminding me of things that I had forgotten, so I was like, oh, right.
Right? Yeah, me too. I only remembered the episodes that were, like, you know, highlighted in my mind. But there was a bunch of other good
and
episodes.
And every time you can just see the, I guess, you know, machinations of Palpatine, it just makes me smile every time.
Whew.
I was like,
His long game is smooth.
His long game is the bomb. He's like, I am twisting these mofos. They don't know which way is up. I'll have them vote for this. It sounds like a fantastic idea. And they're worse off than they were yesterday. All right. What could go wrong? Yeah, let's deregulate all the banks and have them rob everyone blind. Sounds great. I'm like, man, this sounds just like democracy in America.
My only, yeah, geez, I don't know. I guess after, you know, 850 years, you just get.
Long game is really good for you. You're like, you got.
Oh, no, I was thinking Yoda. I was like, you would have thought he would have intervened sooner, but he's like, nah, this all seems legit. I'm only the most powerful being in the universe for the last 700-800 years. Whatever. I can let these slide.
Ah, the dark side is mysterious.
Oh, so good. I'm watching Rebels for the first time.
Yeah, I did not enjoy Rebels as much.
Not as much, but it's good. Again, if you go straight from Clone Wars,
makes more sense.
It makes more sense, and it gives you, you know, all the little treats that it gives you. Did you watch Rebels once through already?
I watched like probably 3 or 4 episodes and then quit.
Oh, okay. Nope. It gives you lots of treats if you just watched Clone Wars.
Okay. I did find an amusing Easter egg in one of the Clone Wars. They talk about using something and they were like, let's use protocol THX-1138. I was like, ah, funny stuff.
He is a jerk. Good job, Sluggo. I blame Yoda for just about everything. Everything that went sour, his fault.
But I met him in a swamp down in Dagobah where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda.
Yeah, because he was in hiding because he's a little...
He wasn't hiding.
B-word.
Yep. He always looks so put out anytime he acts like he has to do something. He's like, why can't any of you do anything? Why do I have to do something?
Again, I guess being that old and then living in exile for that many years, I'll let him be a little bit grouchy.
No, it's even like that. Yeah, even in the cartoon, though, it makes me laugh. He's like, all right, I'm going to walk at the speed of zero across. Oh, someone has to be fought. Oh, can't you guys handle it? You can't handle it? All right, let me pull out my lightsaber and win instantly the next 3 seconds. Are you ready? Jump, 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 slash, slash, slash. Let's move on. God, you guys are so useless. Man, send Obi-Wan and his punk to go do something. I'm busy. Anyway.
Yep.
Are we ready?
I'm here.
Okay. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 244th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Word to myself.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
This is the week of 527 to 63 in the year of the corona. Your Deadpool dailies. Today's a BDSM. Tomorrow's Deadpool. Friday, Beast. Saturday, Colossus. Sunday, Doc Ock. After that, you're on your own. Nobody knows. Over the 5-day foursome, yes.
Say sorry, you told me something and it stuck out to me. So could you go? There's only a couple, so you could tell. Can you tell me them again?
BDSM.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Yep.
Beast.
Yes.
Colossus.
Yes. Doc and Cyclops. Ock. No, it should be Cyclops next, isn't it? Doc Cyclops Ock. Always has followed Colossus in the Deadpool dailies.
Well, this says Doc Ock.
Skeptical, but I'll allow it. Proceed.
Okay. 5-day four-star cringe! of the Titans. When last we spoke, what was coming up next? Was it... That doesn't seem right.
Worthy
was... Venom? Is that real? I didn't look at the graphic.
So, when...
Oh, it was Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos and Worthy were fighting.
Right. How'd that go?
My Thanos is at level 71-1-1. He's not beating Worthy. I didn't try.
Hmm. Well, I mean, the one good thing is you couldn't trigger his, you know, the main reason that Hammer is so devastating.
That's true. You couldn't do enough damage.
So, yeah, I just saved everything up, saved up, fired everything off, because if you fire anything off early, you're doomed.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just saved all my powers, and then I think I won with, like, 20 hit points to spare or something ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine wasn't that bad, but...
Starting today, you've got the Jug's Gun versus She-Thor. That I just matched a bunch of stuff and eventually won. It's just deny her blue so she can't stun you.
Yeah, exactly. Deny blue and you're gold.
I'll check it out. I don't have any Juggernaut covers or levels, but... So
according to this graphic, you've got a 1-3-2 Juggernaut.
Yeah, is that going to get it done?
It might deny blue.
Okay.
He does extra match damage every time you make a match. So since he's making all the matches, you're going to be doing extra damage every round.
Okay. I'll give it a chance instead of giving up already.
All right. The number next after that is the Mr. Sandman, apparently fighting Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Black he's not Spider-Man. Good.
No, but...
So hopefully it's a really toned down Spider-Man.
I don't know. I think you could win. Your classic 4-4-5 is one of my favorite builds.
I do have the 4-4-5 going on.
Oh, you have the 5-4-4 going with Juggernaut. Man, you're finally switching over to the dark side or the lazy side. I love it.
I got a 4-4-5 Thanos, too.
Oh, nothing but 4-4-5 builds. This is an epidemic.
All right, no comments on Sandman. All right, moving on.
Oh, I don't know. You guys told me in the past that My level 4 green is enough to give me a puncher's chance.
Sure. Possible.
Yeah.
I still find it unlikely. It depends on how nerfed he is, because back in black is, yeah, too much.
Potent.
Yeah.
Storyland, Web Wonders running that gets you Punisher, Hellcat cover and shards, and some Green Goblin shards. In progression, it's Maria Hill and Havoc. Then the also still waiting to be renamed story version of Simulator. That's got Falcon... and Maria Hill and Havoc shards, and then progression is Spider-Woman and Yelena Belloni shards. We have the Welcome to the Shield event. We can talk about that in notes because that was different. I have that down in the news here section.
Okay.
We're in between seasons, so right now it is Women of Marvel. Gets you Kamala Khan and Magic, and progression is Maria Hill, and for some reason Black Panther shards and not another female character. My thought is they give you Black Panther shards to prove the fact that he's useless without the women in his life.
I thought it's because like, he's a big girl.
Yeah. No, it's just
all
that
all of a sudden became relevant.
All the women around him are much better than him.
That's true. Shuri and Okoye are superior.
And his ex-wife.
Did he get married?
He was married to Storm for a while.
Who wasn't? Wasn't she married to Forge for a while?
Yes.
Man.
She doesn't like to be alone, man. What do you want?
She makes irresponsible romantic decisions.
All right. Welcome to the Shield event. So this was new with different missions unlocking daily. What do we have? There's 1v1 missions using the new character on your team. It loans you the max level Patsy to try out. I don't want to read all this, but some of them were really like the fact that I had to use her and Old Man Meatbag
was tough
repeatedly. Yeah.
It wasn't just because of that. It was also the fact that they were so high level. The match damage was killing me.
That day 3 5-star match, I ended up using whales because there was no other. It was just brutal.
Me as well. I can't even remember who it was, but it was out of control. I wish I had made a note of it because it made me feel real sad.
It was Baron Mordo.
Thing?
Was that day 3 or was that day 2?
That was, yeah, that might have been day
both,
2.
Both were brutal.
I don't remember. I remember the
absolute savagery.
Yeah, the one yesterday, I was like, nope, I'm just using whales and moving on with my life. I'm done playing with this.
Yeah, all 3 days, the 5-star required was ridiculous. The first one I actually beat with Gamora and using blue boosts so that I could stun my way through.
Okay.
But day 2 and day 3, it was all about Deadpool. That's my only solution.
Day 3, I won with Phoenix.
What?
Yeah, okay. I threw Phoenix in there. I let them beat her down. She resurrected herself. I fired off her green powers and did lots of damage. But I made sure she was, like, kept being in the front. So when they would do their gazillion points of damage, she was eating it so she would die.
Right.
If my Immortal Hulk was higher, I would do it with that. As long as you add, because at least Meatbag will heal himself from the Immortal Hulk damage.
Sure.
But compared to those... Like, today's match was really easy.
It was a delight. Well, again, also, they were like, oh, well, why don't you borrow my level 550 Old Man Logan, and why don't you go ahead and borrow my level 450 Carnage? And I was like, thanks, I will. And that, you know, made it very achievable for me.
I think I used half Thor. That sounds right.
Either way, it was one of my favorite introductory events that I've ever played.
So I did, I like the layout. Those nodes were way too rough for me. Like, I don't know what level they were offhand, but their match damage was way more than I could take, even my champ fives. And my other complaint would be that you don't get a full Patsy cover after completing it.
Yeah, I didn't expect one. So
one cover would be better than not enough shards for a cover
than half a cover.
sad times.
That was a little disappointing, but I still thought that the event itself was fun.
So I pulled it up. Day 2 was Riri, Mockingbird, and a decoy.
Ooh, that was hard for me.
That got rough.
Yeah. No matter what I did, until I realized that, whales is the solution to everything that's bad in my life. It would start. I'd do a skosh of damage. Decoy would be like, have some green. Okay. Turn 2, I'd do a skosh of damage. Decoy would be like, have some green. She'd go,
punch you in the air.
Yeah, I punch you in the air. You die. Next person, dead. Okay, now I whittle down your Hellcat that they gave you for a turn or 3, and you lose. And I'm like, I don't understand what I should be doing.
Well, God help you if there was a couple easy blue batches, because then it was I make the charged up red in the middle.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to remote control gauntlet you and kill 2 of your people at one time.
Yep.
And brutal. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
Armageddon.
I don't. Does it scale to your roster? Like, are the levels different? I'm assuming.
I did not look at the levels, to be honest with you. It was real high.
Day 2 for me, they were level 530, and day 3 was level 575.
Wow,
like that is insane.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, in any case, day 4, I pulled it up. It's a wave node, level 220 to 270. It's half the difficulty.
Yeah, it was not so bad.
Yeah. I like the layout, though. I like the 1v1 fights.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the different 2-star, 3-star thing. That was very cool. But it was hard to play for not a full cover of the character. So, I still give it 1 thumbs up.
It's half awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to release 203. Ian, are you sitting down? We got a clue.
Uh-oh. I am, but I wasn't paying attention. I'm back.
All right. The clue is fierce mental attack. Fierce. So what fierce character in the Marvel Universe could be described as fierce?
It has a mental attack?
I don't know, but it has to be, what's his name? Adam X the Extreme.
What? Did you just make him up?
No.
Adam X the Extreme?
Adam X the Extreme.
That doesn't He's fierce. Sound likely.
Fierce. Yeah,
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me, I'll post you a thing.
I'm going to go with no, because I still have no idea who that person is.
He's extreme.
I like it, though. That felt like a Masked Singer style reveal. You showed me who it was. I still had no idea, and I was just as disappointed.
He can send electric surges through oxygenated blood, So he covers himself in blades so that you bleed, and then he electrocutes you. He's extreme.
Fierce mental attack. Is that the clue?
Yeah.
All right, I'll think on that for next week.
Another White Queen. She's fierce. She's got mental powers.
Yeah. I love it. Are they still making movies?
No, movies are all done.
Are they making TV shows?
No. No one's filming anything right now.
All right. No idea then.
Nope. You're stuck forever now with TV of crap bag stuff like the Watt Brothers tag.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, dude, it's so bad. So bad.
I didn't hear good reviews. I think I'll watch it. New season of the Titan Games is out. That's watchable.
I powered my way through the first season. I'm not sure I can do it again.
Yeah, final season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. starts tonight.
Ooh, that I want to see.
Yeah, you do.
But yeah, Tag is very much a trying to be a throwback to American Gladiators. American
Gladiators, it looked like it.
All the Tag people have just ridiculous personas.
Nice. Right.
And oh, it's rough.
I think I got enough from the commercial.
Yeah, I saw that too, Ray, and I was like, no, I don't think I could do this. I can't have bodybuilders in unitards screaming at me.
Yeah. And like every contestant is either into parkour or something which I didn't even know was a thing. They're like, this guy's a professional free runner. I'm like, isn't what that the parkour? Heck is free running?
How is that different than parkour?
I couldn't tell you. I looked it up and I still don't know what it is.
I feel like they're one and the same.
I don't know. I just did a quick Google and it tells me it's parkour.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But yeah, I was like, I don't understand. But the one guy is like the geek or the nerd or something is his character, and it's just absurd.
If they're not shooting a tennis ball cannon at you, who cares?
They are not. I always felt bad for the obstacle course, or the contestants always had that one really lame cannon that launched a ball about 7 inches out the end of the tube and never made it close to the thing you were aiming at. That never worked.
Yeah, really, your choices for hitting it were...
The grenade launcher, rocket launcher thing was
the
your...
The rocket launcher in the beginning.
Yeah.
Get lucky with a blind shot from the cannon.
Or throw hand grenades, if you could.
Hand grenades were a maybe, because they left you exposed. But yeah, the tennis gun, not good.
Oh, man, it was so bad. All right, so other things in 203. Exciting bundles and content, it says.
Ooh!
Reduce the rate of rare crash that some players were encountering. That's good. Taskmaster's power names will now correctly display the most recently selected version outside of battle.
Oh, okay.
Offers will no longer flash rapidly if viewed as they expire. That seems like a niche thing you'd run into. Mohawk's comic cover info now correctly lists the cover variant. All right. And for Ian, the one person who plays on Steam.
Yes!
When typing a message in Alliance chat, the text now scrolls after reaching the right side of the box.
Oh, great. I still won't use that, but that's nice. I don't have to keep my, you know, I can actually type a few extra characters.
So there you go.
Yeah, I'd been meaning to do that. Honestly, I have tried recently, but I ran out of characters because I did want to thank and... I wanted to simultaneously thank and judge my alliance poorly. So now I have enough characters to do so.
All right.
Been getting way too many 7 CPs when I start up the game.
Yeah, they're nuts.
Yeah, you guys need to find better use for your $100. You're crazy.
In local news, say Center County is moving to PA Greenface.
Yay.
So all the crazies will be out this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure some of the normals will be out.
Yeah. Oh, it was beautiful. I ran into it. I felt like it just being at home yesterday. We took a car ride out to Raystown Lake and went to the Overlook just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
And then while we're there... You know, redneck on a Harley rolls up. Could have been my brother-in-law. They're all interchangeable. Because immediately after he gets off his motorbike, opens up the back thing, pulls out like a 40 of Coors Light.
Nice.
So that he can chug it there in the park, you know, before he gets back on his motorcycle to drive away.
That's living.
I was like, yeah, this is just like being back with my sister and her husband. What could go wrong with drinking lots of beer while driving around on a motorcycle?
Too much awesomeness.
Oh, my God. Anything else on local news?
Negative.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
All right. Let's head up top three from the top three. This week's category. Go ahead, Ian.
Oh, this week's category is top three adult cartoons or cartoons for adults. Now, I'm sure there can be some gray area here, and we talked about it beforehand because we had some questions and the guideline...
All right, I kept mine simple just to make life easy.
That's fine. Nope, you didn't have to. All we had to do was, I felt like the guideline that we agreed on is if you are comfortable watching the show with someone aged just 10 years or younger, then it is not an adult cartoon.
All right. I'm going to go first.
Yeah, please do.
All right. So my number three, as I'm going to just go with South Park.
Okay.
I love South Park. I've loved South Park since I saw the original trailer on the internet where, you know, went back with Santa, but back in the day. I don't think there's much to explain there.
Yeah, South Park. Fair enough. I'm surprised that it's only a number three. So knew it was solidly on your list. Am I next?
Yeah, sure.
All right. My number three is Family Guy. I thoroughly enjoy Family Guy.
Yeah.
Stewie and Brian, amazing stuff. Actually, yeah. For that matter, Chris is amazing as well. So you're hogging up Paul the Ugly.
Well, the only girl I know is my sister Megan. She sucks.
Sorry. That show is kind of funny.
Ian, what you got?
My number three is The Brack Show. It was...
Featured me, I'm Brack!
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was. It was the premier show when they first invented Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. It was their first show on there alongside of...
I work at Burger King, I make Whoppers, I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. Fries are done.
So anyway, I loved that show. I liked Brack. Zora cracked me up. Thundercleese was a good time.
Thundercleese. All right, so my number two is race number three, Family Guy.
All right. Maybe I just
love any show that can have completely non sequitur clips and randomly be able to throw Conway Twitty at me.
Yeah.
Makes me laugh every freaking time.
Solid.
And now Conway Twitty.
The thing I like most about that is Seth MacFarlane's ability to take a joke, to know how to take a joke too far that it comes back around.
To death? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Peter grabbing his knee when he's in pain.
Yep. The fact those
like funny, not funny, terrible. Ooh, it's funny
those
again.
15-minute long fights between him and the giant chicken.
Yeah, oh,
they just don't end.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
All right, I'll keep it simple. My number two is Craig's number three, South Park.
Wow. Right, okay, that's not at all surprising. They're excellent shows. My number two is Futurama.
Oh, I love the show.
It was spectacularly well written.
Yeah.
Well acted. Everything, came together really well on that show.
Scruffy really is the star of that show.
Who was?
Is it Scruffy, the janitor?
I don't know if he was the star of that show, but I think it was Nixon, but, that was just me.
I am not a crook.
So let me tell you a very short story of why that is not on my list. I have never seen more than like two episodes full.
Oh my God.
You have any place that you would recommend that I could actually watch it, I would be interested.
It's currently on Sci-Fi. I have the first three seasons on DVD if you ever want them indefinitely. I haven't watched them in... they're always on a streaming service or TV.
Yeah, but I'd kind of like to watch them in order. Like, I know you don't have to, but...
Yeah, no, I'll get my box sets out.
Yeah, I don't know if I have. I only have like the movies, like Bender's Big Score and the other one.
Okay, so together we can work together to help, expose Ray to more Futurama.
Ray, Robot Satan is one of the greatest things ever.
I've seen several pieces and I've seen a couple full episodes, so I just
Hedonism Bot is one of my favorite things ever.
He's probably who I model my life after the most.
I apologize for nothing. Alright, my number one, I went to a movie.
Yep.
The classic Heavy Metal.
No. Oh, sure. Good.
Wow,
pick.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that movie is solid gold. The soundtrack is tremendous. Like, just so good.
Isn't that the, isn't one of the portions of Heavy Metal kind of the, one of the basises for the Fifth Element, if I remember correctly?
Multipass?
Yeah. I thought there was something in Heavy Metal where some broad falls into a space taxi and space taxi driver rescues her.
Yes.
Okay.
Very similar, yeah.
Very multi-pass. Similar. There multi-pass. Was no multi-pass.
They did a full, I think it was a two-episode Heavy Metal South Park That yes. was just amazing.
Is that where Cartman was all buff? Like he was the warrior?
I don't recall that. I just remember them cheesing with the cats and Kenny having heavy metal.
Heavy metal right. fantasies?
Yeah. That's what it was. It was Kenny.
Cheesing, yeah.
From cheesing with the cats.
That was a good episode.
Oh, that amazing. Was brilliant.
Oh, the boob goblins.
Yes.
All right. My number one is a very recent watch, and it's still airing, but it quickly shot up to be my number one. Rick and Morty is amazing if you haven't seen it. It is. There are parts of it that are completely incomprehensible, but there are other parts that just make me laugh out loud. So, yeah.
That's a good show. I understand why it's so popular.
Keep Summer Safe.
Yeah, that's a great episode.
Oh, it's fantastic.
The parody episode of Needful Things is solid gold when they get all buff at the end and just beat the devil up. Ridiculous.
Pickle Rick? Oh.
Pickle Rick was gold. Where they end up on a purge planet. Really, there's an endless amount of gold on that show. Yeah. What's my purpose? Pass the butter.
Oh. One of the best scenes ever.
And to wrap it up, my number one, it's The Simpsons.
Sure.
It's had a spectacular run. I mean,
see, I would let someone under 10 watch The Simpsons.
What's that? I wouldn't. I mean, I don't feel like they would gain anything from it. I don't feel like I'd feel bad that they watched it, but I think it is a cartoon meant for adults. The writing is clearly geared in such a way.
It's distinctly not made for kids.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it violates Ian's own rule.
What's that? I don't think it violates my own rule.
Yeah, you told me I had to feel bad for showing it to young kids to keep things off my list. So
no, that's because you wanted to promote the stupid Flintstones.
Flintstones was written for adults.
I don't doubt that, and I didn't deny that when I said it's just not an adult cartoon. Yes, I understand that a six-year-old, while they will feel safe watching it because everything had to be wholesome back in the day, but my son doesn't want to watch a show about two dudes who want to figure out a way to get out of a date with their wives so they can go bowling. That's stupid. That's a stupid show. It's not for adults. It's not for kids. No one should watch it.
I love the Flintstones. It's God. So good.
How am I going to figure out how to afford this engagement ring that Betty found in a catalog? This is crazy.
Tickle Toes Flintstone.
Gross. I hate that show.
Gotta go to the Water Buffalo Lodge.
Stupid Grand Poobah.
So iconic.
Right.
Anyway, that was the top three things.
Yeah, top three things. Those are all good.
All right, let's head over to the Quizmaster 78 Facts and Drive. Ian Goff.
Hello. Let me take a minute to try to remember what I asked last week, because I don't write it down. I remember in a twist.
I believe the
question was something along the lines of which characters are represented in all five tiers. And I believe the answers are Spider-Man, Black Widow, and Hawkeye. I feel confident in that response.
By going off of the listener comments to come, I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yes, Ian rules. Solve my own trivia.
Doyle rules.
So this week, two-star Spider-Man is Bagman Sluggo.
Batman.
So this week, the question will be pulled from considerably more recent history. Oh, who was the first character to have an alternate costume?
Oh.
Got me.
Now that alternate costumes are all the rage.
Interesting.
Yep.
Do you know the answer to this one?
No, but I feel confident about what I think the answer is.
Okay.
And I am unanimous in that.
Do you concur?
I don't have any idea. I can't think right now.
Okay, no problem. Well, that's your this week's trivia question.
Cool.
All right. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
All right. So this week, let's start off with the D3 forums. Auberman says...
Yeah, I was hoping you'd get to this one. I made a note to bring this one up if you didn't.
Okay. Do you like to play Marvel Puzzle Quest? Do you get a moderate amount of rewards for little to no effort? Is your name Ian? Do we have an offer for you? With the introduction of clearance level 10, even players still in the 4-star transition, despite having more than 2,000 days logged in the game, can make fast progression. Here is how it's possible. Rewards that would be considered mid-tier on low clearance levels have become low-tier rewards in CL10. Here's just an example. In the upcoming simulator event, surely a fan favorite, scoring 25,500 points in CL9 will get you 1 4-star cover. However, you can get the same cover in CL10 with only 5,000 points. Amazing! I can already hear your objections. I can't play on CL10. It's too hard. Well, guess what, friend? You're completely wrong. Try this method and the story event. Play only the 3 easy nodes each day, 4 times each. Everybody can do that. And you'll have 5,000 points. And then some. Easy peasy. And as an added bonus, act now, and you also get a mighty token instead of a heroic token for that progression score. What can make you ask for more?
And that is exactly pretty much the way I play Puzzle Quest anymore. I play clearance level 10 storyline until I get the 4-star, and then I just stop.
I mean,
that's good enough reward for me. If I get a 4-star cover out of it, that event has done its job.
All that aside, what a creative and thoughtful listener comment.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate it so much. As of the next event that I try, I guarantee you I will transition to clearance level 10.
All right.
That was well thought out. It was creative and thoughtful and helpful. And it focused on me, which is the most important thing.
So he did have a note where he said SCL-10 is not too hard. You're completely wrong. There was an asterisk there, and the note is, you're not completely wrong. It is too hard. All right, moving over to the Reddit. Loofishness says, glad to hear the PA liquor stores are open again and amused that Ray did not notice. Yeah, well, I generally have enough scotch in the house.
He's got a stockpile.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Running low on tequila, though.
Uh-oh.
It's hazard.
Like good stuff?
Yeah, I don't drink.
Ray doesn't drink peasant tequila. Ray only drinks things out of hand-painted bottles.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if we were talking about the Class A Azul or something else, but...
I wasn't going to advertise. It's run out in all the stores. I mean...
Yeah. That stuff is swill. No one should buy that garbage.
Generally, that's how I feel about tequila.
It is decidedly not the best tequila you've ever had.
D-Wing says that he almost felt bad listening to me ask if I should open the channel, and then the other two Puzzle Warriors just plow right through with nary an acknowledgement, and then ignore the declaration of Vegeta as the first just to strong-arm Rey into confirming the goodness of fries. Rey wins the episode based on trying to actually participate in it. Thanks.
I don't know what we did last week, Craig, but...
I don't know either, but we talked about fries. I love fries.
What a bunch of turds. And I was going to say, what? Who likes fries?
The bay fries. You're...
Oh, yeah. Craig's cheeky and pea grotesque fries.
Yeah.
I got you. Crab fries are delicious.
Negativo.
He did also say, happy 3 to the 5th power episode. And it's a math joke, so I had to mention it.
Math.
Patsy sounds super supportive. Specials in the bottom row is weirdly synergistic with She-Hawk. It's like she's backwards compatible. And Craig, as the defender of family-friendly, seems unsettling.
It is unsettling.
It is back to the Flintstones. We're not getting back into that. So
No.
Widow, Spidey, and Iron Man was his guest, who he was later corrected. Iron Man does not have a 2-star version. So, sorry about that, but wrong. At this point, listening to Craig and Ian Kvetch about the other ones not clapping is better than any claps we actually hear.
I'm going to clap further away from the mic this week, see if that makes any difference.
All right.
And now that The Masked Singer is mercifully over, what won't we want to hear about every week now?
Don't worry, we'll find something.
Loofishness did come back on and also guess... and correct D-Wing about the 2-star Iron Man. And Spidey, Widow, and Hawkeye, you were correct. So thanks for participating. I actually didn't get it because I think I also thought Iron Man.
Poor forgotten Hawkeye.
Yeah, nobody thinks of Hawkeye.
No.
There's a reason
and
for
yet,
that.
I don't know. Jeremy Renner seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. Still a support character.
All right.
Oh,
there
my
you go.
God. Well, I shoot sticks. From a bent stick, it's got a string on it. Oh, well, that totally equals god level. Okay, good for you.
Level 5 one does. If you oversimplify his weapon like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't want to get too deep into it, but And I feel like you know that that's a pet peeve of mine. We just don't have time to trigger me right now. I'll just let it go. God. You're like one of those nerds who oversimplifies every element of sports to make them sound lame. Yeah, I guess if you like kicking a rubber ball back and forth. Shut up, nerd.
I do hate soccer.
All right, mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie. Lumpy.
All right, well, we're just flying through the show here. All right, once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want, we just want to pump
you up.
You up. You did not clap.
That was the lamest, quietest little clap.
I clapped away from the microphone. He was miles away from the mic. I 100% clapped.
I heard no clap from Ian.
Your headset's defective. Let me go to my favorite infographic and learn things about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I'm going to grab Ian's audio off the Dropbox tonight and see if I can hear this clap.
You should. You should. I can guarantee it'll be there.
I'm not going to that much effort. Who you kidding?
I know. Uh-oh. Sorry, there's some conflicting advice after guarantees that I made. We'll get to that later.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. 3-star. Captain America. That dude's cool. His damage from his red will be increased. I suppose his shields will be increased as well if you use those protectiles, but that's an expensive yellow, so. Good old Colossus. His colossal punch, more damage. And I don't feel like fastball special should be affected in any way. I don't really remember.
Maybe it's got special coded that it'll crash the game twice as often when he's boosted.
Twice boosted. Oh, greatest 3-star of all time. Doctor Strange is boosted. His yellow passive will do more damage. I think his blue even does some damage in addition to stunning you forever. So good job, Doctor Strange. The Punisher. Ugh. His red will do a little more damage, as will his Molotov cocktail. His green might do damage. I'm not real sure what all his powers do anymore.
Yeah, it definitely does some damage. And a little board shake.
Star-Lord, his green AoE will be boosted. Again, I'm sketchy on those other two abilities. They're not as popular. Let's see which 4-stars are boosted this week.
Agent Coulson. That's a good one right there. Yeah,
he's that guy all the time. He's great. He's got active and passive abilities for each ability. Makes lots of countdown tiles. All the effects of the countdown, Call the Cavalry will be boosted. And his best laid plans do a little damage. His blue is okay. I feel like it eats up enemy AP. The passive component does a skosh of damage, so whatever. That's cool. Super Skrull. He's new enough to confuse me. One of his powers does, I suspect, multiple things, or you choose what his power does?
Yeah.
You get all the powers of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, great. So his attack tiles, protect tiles, damage... That should all be boosted. He's got a green AoE that'll be boosted. And his tile buffing ability. More buffing. Ooh, Moon Knight. Man, those Moon Silver Blades. Good times.
Lord
tons
of the
and tons of damage. His fists of the...
Khonshu.
Khonshu or Honshu, undetermined. No one will ever know how that poor god's name is pronounced. But does a good amount of damage, so... There you go. And his purple passive. I think they all do a little something that can be affected by the boost. Groot and or Rocket. They do some things. Don't push the button. Does some AoE damage. He makes strike tiles that he's famous for. They are already awesome. They'll be awesomer. And I think he does some damage with his blue. So there you go.
I do like that graphic of the cutting board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that looks like a fun cutting board. I bet it's expensive. Someone probably sells that for $250 on Etsy.
Woo! Values.
Rogue. She can absorb a lot of damage, and her green explodes for a ton of damage. So a ton of amplified damage this week. She does do some damage with her red as well. Let's see what Samurai has to say this week. He takes a little time to pan the ever-popular simulator. And his advice is... To drop down to CL9, CL10 will be nothing but pain. Rogue will be your best boosted option with tanking, AP denial, and damage. So it looks like when I'm done with this show, to stay true to my word, I will join CL10 for the Howard the Duck one. Because I haven't started that just yet. So anyway, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later.
So if
thanks as always to Ray. What? Go ahead.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to throw out there, it's very similar, not quite that cutting board. You can get it for less than $20. So yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Brilliant.
That's a nice cutting board.
Is it bamboo? Like, what is it?
I don't know that. One of them is. It says bamboo right in it. So
there you go. That's sustainable. You got to support that.
Yeah, I like that. All right, let's over to team up time.
Mystify. Sorry, I didn't want to forget about poor Mystify. I didn't want him to be replaced by a cutting board.
All right, this week on the Synergy segment.
Synergy segment featuring Ray!
We've got, I'm going with a team that was suggested. It's very similar to a team we've done in the past, but, hey, if you've got these 5 stars, you should use them. So this was submitted as another team up for challenge nodes specifically. It's a great team to use against challenge nodes that only have one tile mover or no 5 stars in them. So kind of limited, but. If you've got, actually, a lot of the challenge nodes tend to have goons because they generate a ton of AP for that one, you know, named tile mover. So what you want to do is get out your Thorkoye, half Thor, Okoye, and as your third, throw in Iceman. If you boost blue and green, you get Iceman going super quick because I believe he only needs like 4 blue AP. To start throwing out the his blue countdown tiles, and all you got to do is start matching those, and you immediately start stunning. So you match blue, you try and stun lock the one that can move the tiles. You then get his green out and start matching team up for Okoye. And so since Thor collects yellow, if you can keep her in the front and get more team up tiles, you can keep her yellow healing herself. And meanwhile, stun locking your mover, and Iceman's green will be doing a bunch of damage in the meantime. So it's an interesting team. I generally wouldn't want to try and put Iceman with Okoye because he uses her precious team up AP, but you can keep that to a 3, I think. Yeah, he has Iceman at a 3-5-5. In any case, it's all about utilizing Iceman's stun with your powerful Thor and Okoye. So if you've got Iceman, which I do not have him fully covered, but if you do, give it a whirl. I'm pretty sure you can beat quite a bit, because I encounter this in PvP quite regularly. Not at the top. At the top, it's always just, you know, Battery Bill and Kitty, but give it a whirl. Iceman, Thor, and Okoye. Thor and Okoye are both at 5-5-3. So there you go. That's your team up for this week. Thanks as always, Unify.
Unify. Okay, great. We're going to do the token opening.
So I was too busy posting cutting boards.
Okay.
Who knew that Craig had a cutting board fetish?
Some of these are pretty sweet. Do you have Steam open, jerk?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Why haven't you opened anything?
I did. I perked her right in her fully staff bit, and it turned out to be Sabretooth. Happy birthday, Runt. It was awesome.
I have 8 tokens, so...
You're going to use them all?
Yeah.
So I got 6, but they really got to wait for some apocalypse.
Who's leaving next? I guess that's the question.
I already moved away. Let me go.
Havoc,
Let me go look at the picture.
It's got to be Havoc, right?
Yeah.
Sure. And then it'll be Hulk, Yelena, and Apocalypse.
Yeah, I'm sure, unfortunately, when I try to get Apocalypse, I will get way too many Yelena balonies. I'm going to be really freaking sad. But...
Mm-hmm. As you should be.
So if you're opening a bunch, I'm going to open one.
Okay.
I'm going to poke her in her ear. It is the Lord of the Croissant.
Nice. He's boosted. You could use him.
That's what I hear. Makes him level 299.
Okay. All right. So my first go, I don't know how many I'm doing, but is a 4-star Carol Danvers executive decision. We'll try and go again. A 4-star Hulkbuster. Third is a 5. And it is a Yelena military surplus.
I mean, yes.
So that actually gets her up to a 1-1-1. So she, I have all 3 covers, so that's nice. And hey, I pulled a 5, so I think I'm done. I'm not going to waste all the rest.
Okay.
Although I am trying to use my shard accumulation to get my God Emperor Doom up. I'm getting close.
Oh, nice. How are you close to fully covered?
Yes. Oh, my. Relatively. He is at a 4-4-4, so any cover I get would make me happy.
Any dream will do.
And I need 239 more shards for him, which is why I'm eager to open up the latest legend.
Right. Nope, that makes sense. Maybe you'll get one of those bonus happenings. Has that happened to either of you?
No.
Okay.
I got one of
like 3-star characters.
I think I got 200 for my 4-star once.
Ooh, that's fancy.
Yeah, all right, shout out to this guy.
This guy.
What's on the podcast network?
Well, it's the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com, where we team up with lots of other exciting podcasts. You can check out a full list of shows as well as an archive of all current and past shows on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Okie doke then. Thanks everybody for joining us again this week. Comments, suggestions, hate mail, shoot it all at Ray. However, if you like us, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage and buy some stuff. We'll get some stuff. It's all good. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, if you miss, I will come out of the weeds and mock you. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.